It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. It's so good to be back with you tonight. We've missed you very much. My bride and I have. And I just wanted to announce, if you didn't already know, that tonight's my last night on the evening weekly program. And I've been shifted over to Saturday now for a couple hours on Saturday. I think it's 12 to 2. Central time. I'm pretty sure that's it, 12 to 2 central time for a couple hours. And so anyway, tonight's my last night for this particular audience. So my wife and I wanted to say adios to you and hope that some of you will tune in on Saturday to listen to the Officer Jack McLam program. John and Sandra tell me it's temporary, that they're making some changes, and believe me, I think there's going to be some good changes, really good changes, and one thing I want to do is I'm a team player, and I want to be sure Republic Broadcasting Network does the best that it can do for all of you out there and to reach more and more listeners. And so this was a surprise to me, but if it's going to make RBN better, I'm all for it, and I hope you are too. So John and Sandra and Paul and all of them there are doing the best they can to reach more and more people. And all also, it's very important to pay the bills, folks. Very important to pay the bills, as all of us know out in the listening audience. If we don't pay our bills, things can get pretty testy real quick. And I just want to say to you that I don't have any sponsors of my own. And if there's anybody listening out there that would like to be a sponsor on the Officer Jack McLam program, or if you know somebody that has a business that might do that, I wish you would contact me or RBN. Talk to John or Sandra and say, I'd like to, my little business would like to be a sponsor, or individuals can be sponsors. And so I don't have any of my own sponsors, and that is one of the problems. Praise the Lord. There are people coming on board that have money, they have sponsors, and they're going to be able to put some money in the pot to help RBN grow and go. As I say all the time, that's what we're here for. We're not here to make money or to get rich. We're here to try to awaken the American people as fast as we can to the tyranny that's in our nation, in our state houses, and in our federal system, the tyrannical individuals, the despots. We need to awaken our people to this so we can prepare to remove these people from office when the elections come up. And we're doing it. RBN's doing a wonderful job. And I'm a team player, and I'm going to do whatever I can do to help, and I hope you folks will too. I know some of you is already doing that. And I want the rest of you to pray about it and see what the Lord lays on your heart. Once again, tonight's my last evening and with you, and then Saturdays I'll be on 12 to 2. I believe that's it, isn't it, Paul? Central time? 12 to 2. He said okay on that. All right. Now, because this is the last evening, we were going to do this a little later when we got back to Idaho. But I've asked my bride, Angela, to come on with me tonight a few minutes. She's on the line right now. And just personally thank you and talk a few minutes about how she's doing. And what a blessing our brothers and sisters have been to us around the land. So let's see if my bride is here. Angela, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good, good. I hope, Paul, that she's going to talk for a couple minutes here and see how she's coming in. Would you, Paul? Okay, my dear, listen, I just want to have you, you were telling me on the way over today that you wanted to get on and thank the our wonderful brothers and sisters out there, so you just go ahead and take the microphone and say what you want to say, Angie, okay?
Yes. Hello, everybody. I want to say from Jack and I, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you very, very, very much for all the support, all the prayers, all the cards and everything that you guys have sent us this last year. We appreciate it very much, and we couldn't have done it without you. It's been a tremendous help. It just brightened my day whenever I got cards from you guys, and it just helped us both a lot. And I want to say thank you very much. And one thing that I did want to add in here, Jack wasn't expecting, is if you want to follow some of the events that's happening to the soldiers throughout from the United States military, there's a website that you can go to, and it's the National Gulf War Resource Center website, and you can go to that by going to www.n as in national, g as in Gulf, w as in war, r as in resource, c as in center. That's NationalGulfWarResourceCenter.com, so that's the NGWRC.com, and follow some of the stories that's happening with the sick Gulf War vets from the 91 Gulf War and what's happening with the vets today. And I really would appreciate your support there. Pray for all of them this day. Anyway, I want to say thank you once again, and may God bless and be with every one of you. I feel like we have a very extended family, and I'll always remember that. And if there's any way that we can help you all out, please let us know. And if we can, we will. Anyway, thank you so much. You guys are wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, sweetie, before you get off, would you tell them how you're doing?
Yes, I'm still pretty tired. And I, as Jack said, whenever we left Indiana, I came down with a sore throat and a cold. So my voice probably sounds a little bit funny right now. I'm still feeling a little bit of pain sometimes. and just tired and getting through it.
Okay, my dear. Well, listen, once again, let me reiterate that we could not have done this, folks, without you. And Angie knows very well. She was down to 3 days a week at work, sick with the Gulf War from the first Gulf War when this cancer hit her. Like about 60% of the Gulf War veterans are getting cancer today because of the experimental drugs and the biologicals that were put in their system and the depleted uranium. And so we just couldn't have done it. And Angela and I are just sometimes praying for you folks out there. Brings tears to our eyes because you've shown us such love. And Angela, you think I'm overdoing it, or what do you think?
No, that's exactly. You know, we have prayed for everyone also throughout this time period, and we'll continue to, because I look at us as being one big family and an extended family, and we may never, it'd be wonderful we could meet every one of you, and I'd love that, but I know that's impossible. But hopefully one day we'll see you in heaven, and I hope God blesses you guys a whole lot, and thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. Thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Okay. Folks, that was my bride, Angela Straub McLam. Now, good little German gal, and 22 years military, and quite a fighter, quite an American, quite a patriot, and she's deeply involved in helping the other sick Gulf War veterans, and that's why in her prayers every night she asks the Lord to save her so that she can go on helping the sick Gulf War vets out there and heal her. And so I'm getting kind of choked up thinking about it, because she's a warrior for God and country, and she still is, even though now she's retired and physically not what she used to be because of her Gulf War sickness and now the cancer treatment. But she's getting better, and now she starts on a regimen of holistic cleansing her body, cleansing her liver, cleansing her blood, cleansing everything to try to get these toxins out that were in the treatment that she received for the cancer problem that she had. And we're just claiming the healing. We know she's healed. There's been so many prayers to the Lord, not just from Angela and me, but from all of you too. And we're claiming her healing, and she's going to work even harder now to help the Gulf War veterans out there that are coming home even today very, very ill because of the depleted uranium and other bad biologicals and things. They're still giving them the anthrax shots with the squalene in them and so forth. And so there's many sick vets out there coming home from the second Gulf War. And she lived through the first one when many of her brothers and sisters died. 14 to 15,000 now have died from the first Gulf War because of the poisonings our government put them through, or put into their body, that is, and from the depleted uranium, and more dying every day. But now the new second Gulf War victims, soldiers, are getting sick. And so a lot needs to be done there, and we would ask all of you to go to the website that she stated before, and if you can, get involved, because so many more vets are coming home right now that's going to need the help from the Gulf War organizations, okay? So, and also keep them in your prayers. Of course, I know you will, okay? And Angie's writing this website down for me again. Here, let me give it one more time. It is www.ngwrc for .org. Okay, I'm sorry. ngwrc.org. Okay? Okay, so we'll be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
To the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're just blessed to be here with you, and God has given us a safe trip across the country so far, very safe, and just had very good weather coming the southern route instead of the northern route where they have a lot of snow and ice up there, and so it's good to be here, and we want to tell you once again that tonight will be my last broadcast on the daily program for RBN, and I'll be switched to Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m. Central Time. And by the way, the shortwave, for you wonderful shortwave listeners out there, which there's a lot of you, I know, because you've been sending me letters telling me about your picking us up on shortwave. The shortwave station is, my broadcast anyway, is changing to, get your pencils out here, 11.915 for you shortwave listeners that are used to tuning in 50-50 on the evening shows like tonight. Saturdays at 12 to 2 p.m. Central Time, switch over to 11.915 shortwave, and I'll be there for you. Okay, now, I want to also say that don't forget about us and stop communicating. Go to our website. We have Police and Military Against the New World Order .org. But that's a big website to write in there, folks, police and military against the New World Order.org. So it's easier just to put in Jack McLam, one word, Jack McLam, and you spell my last name, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, just like Lamb, and that's jackmclam.org or .com. And you'll pick up .com, you'll pick up my website for police and military against the New World Order, our police and military organizations website. Now, on there, you will find other broadcast times daily that I'm doing a radio show. Okay, if you go to my website, jackmclam.com, you'll pick up my other radio programs for those of you that would like to hear a daily program from me. And then don't forget, John and Sandra said this is only temporary on Saturday, and I should hopefully, before too long, be back on with you daily. All right, next bit of news for you is that we've had an attack in the family, a horrible attack in the family. And I say the family as I speak of all of our brothers and sisters out across this land, because there's been a little lady who many of you know, named Carol, who is a volunteer and has volunteered her time for about 15 years now, as I've volunteered my time for 25 years for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. Our dear sister Carol has been a volunteer for over 15 years. And she, remember last week, I was talking about jury duty. The importance of serving on the jury is so vital today, because when the government targets somebody like me or you or John or Paul or Sandra or anybody at RBN, anybody in the listening audience, when they target you, they can be totally corrupt. And the judge and the prosecutor are both government agents. Most of them are. Not all judges are bad, of course. Not all prosecutors are bad. But if they want to get promotions up through the ranks, they have to be bad, okay? In other words, they have to serve government more than they serve the Constitution and the people. And so they will follow their orders, too. And so this has happened in the family, that our dear sister Carol went and served on a jury. And she went through jury selection, of course, as all of us will. And the judge, sadly, this judge that we respected very, very much, misled the jury, selected the people selected to be on the jury. And he told them what we've talked about over and over again, that you have to accept the law as the judge gives it to you. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. And I don't know if some of the judges are just misled and don't know that it's a lie. But they should, because remember, John Jay, first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court in 1789, said that the jury has a right to judge both the law as well as the fact in controversy. That's his own quote, not mine. Samuel Chase, U.S. Supreme Court Justice in 1796, signer of the unanimous Declaration of Independence, said the jury has a right to determine both the law and the facts. And Oliver Wendell Holmes, all of you have heard that name before, on the Supreme Court of the United States, Supreme Court Justice, said the jury has the power to bring a verdict in the teeth of both the law and the fact. And I could go on and on and on, and I could show you where judges today are usurping power from the jury. And if you get in the way of that, if you try to get in the way of that, they will steamroll right over top of you and try to put you in prison. And that's what they're trying to do to our sister Carol right now. Put her away in prison for the rest of her life. Stay tuned and I'll bring you up to date on what's happened in the family. We've had another victim attacked, and we're going to ask for your prayers in this incident, because we've got to circle around our brother and sister warriors in this time. And we will succeed. We truly will, with God's blessing. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and I want to say to you, and don't forget this, if you serve on a jury, truly, lawfully, the only power the judge has over the jury is their ignorance. That's correct. If you don't know what your duties and responsibilities are when you serve on a jury, you don't know that you are the king and queen of the jury, and the judge is just an arbitrator. The judge will trick you into listening to the judge and going by everything the judge says. In other words, you don't have a free mind when you go into the jury box, or the jury room to deliberate. The judge will fill you up with what he wants you to decide when he does jury instructions just before he releases you or she releases you to go into the jury deliberation room. The judge will tell you the way he wants you to vote, basically, by his jury instructions or her jury instructions, which is absolutely tampering with the jury. It's a crime. But who's going to prosecute the judge for it? A case in point, remember, folks, and I'll talk about our sister Carol in just a minute. Remember, our dear brother, former FBI agent Richard Taus, is in prison serving 90 years because he would not stop investigating certain leads which prove that some of our top federal government officials are involved in importing hundreds of tons of heroin and cocaine into America each year. Richard Taus would not stop investigating, top FBI agent, and they warned him. His supervisors told him to drop it. That do not, and matter of fact, they told him to go out and execute his informant, kill him. And he refused to do so because he was a great American, great patriot, and he was absolutely shocked and continued to investigate, and they trumped up charges on him, and the judge and the prosecutor served as his convictors, working and conspiring against him to withhold his witnesses, to withhold the evidence that was prove him innocent, and now he's serving 90 years in prison, when a ex-murderer or baby rapist will get 4 years in prison, and a murderer or ex-murderer get about seven in prison. Premeditated murder, okay? But here our dear sister Carol is looking at 14 years in prison if she's found guilty of perjury. They're calling it perjury. And if you read the charge, it's absolutely ridiculous. They're saying that she knew when she was even in jury selection that she was going to disobey the judge. Well, of course, that's ridiculous. You know, when you're in jury selection, folks, you don't even know what the case is you're going to serve on. You don't even know who's going to be on either side of the case. I mean, who's being prosecuted and for what? They're doing some very dirty things right now, very dirty things, to prove that this woman, who had her own brain and kept her own heart and mind and love of the Lord, when she went into the jury box and thought for herself and made some of the other jurors mad, and they went and testified against her to the judge, and now they're saying that she disobeyed the judge and that she was planning to do it all along. That's perjury, the judge says, and they're going to try to put her away the rest of her life. Folks, I don't know what to tell you. You are a blessed family to Angela and myself here. And every day, I know every day you're hearing of people being attacked and destroyed by this despotic government we have today, and these very evil and conspiring judges and prosecutors that get together to do the government's business against the people that love God and love freedom and put them away in prison. And they lie and they concoct, they make evidence, destroy evidence, they withhold witnesses, they withhold evidence from the jury and actually manipulate the brains of the jury in these deliberations. And a person with their own brain, you know, that thinks for themselves, they don't want that serving on the jury. They want somebody that'll just obey the judge. And so, praise the Lord, I've loved this sister, Carol, who's been serving as a volunteer for our police and military associations for over 15 years. And she's just a great American, absolutely a wonderful American that loves the Lord and loves freedom and is willing to go anywhere God sends her to serve. And she's been serving with us. So she's a woman that would help anybody that's ever met her, anybody that's ever been on the phone with her. You know that when you can't afford a newsletter, an Aid and Abet police military newsletter, this lady, even though she doesn't want me to say this, but she has so little money, she lives on so little money, but if you need a newsletter from Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, she calls me up and says, I used my own money, I paid my own money, and I sent this couple a newsletter. I said, Carol, don't do that. We'll send it out for free. If they don't have the $3, you know, to send in as a donation, we'll send it out. But she continues to do that. She's the most loving person, the biggest heart you'd ever meet. And now the government is trying to destroy her and destroy her attorney thinks that they're trying to get to me and to try to destroy Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. I haven't seen that yet, but I haven't seen the evidence, you know, but he keeps saying that they're using Carol to get to me and to our organization. Well, I just want you to pray for Carol, okay? Our dear sister Carol here, Carol Asher is her last name. Carol Asher has stood up her whole life for God and freedom, stood up there as a watchman on the wall and warned people and shared information through Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter with many police officers and soldiers. And she's a true soldier for God. She'd never hurt a fly, and also she would never lie. You know, I tell you, I've known her for years and years and years, and a decade and a half or more now, and the lady doesn't lie, and yet they're trying to say that she lied. And so it's just despicable what they're trying to do to this wonderful lady who's just done nothing but good for everybody and has the biggest heart of anybody you'd ever meet. So, folks, I'd like you to pray about this one, too. And Carol asked me, she didn't want me to tell you this. She didn't want me to come to you. She was just against it. And I finally convinced her. Her attorney called me today and says, we need money. We need money because FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, has an attorney that has won these kind of cases before when they've come after good people that love God and love freedom and justice. And the judges and prosecutors have come against them to try because they've had their own brain and their own mind and gone forward to do justice in the jury box and not be biased one way or the other, just do justice. And but they need money to try to save her from prison for the rest of her life. She's in the age of a grandmother. She's 60. Almost her mid-60s, I think, pretty close. And she's a trooper, and she's would do anything for anybody out there. Even if she doesn't know you, if you needed help, she's the kind of person that always comes to your help. So I'm asking you folks to really pray, and if you can help with any funds whatsoever, she says, Jack, please don't ask those that don't have any money to send any money. Don't do it. Well, I'm not going to do that, Carol. I will agree with you. Those that don't have any money, don't consider helping us out, helping out Carol. But if anybody even had $10, you know, it's a help. It's truly a help. And we've got to save this sister. And also, I want to bring it home and make it personal with all of you out there that if we lose this kind of a case, her attorney wrote up a news release that hasn't hit yet, hasn't gone out in the right places yet to hit, and I hope it will. But he said in there that if they win this case against a little lady who's in her mid-60s, a grandmother-type age person that's dedicated her whole life to God and country and has her own mind and big heart and wants to help people, if they can prosecute her and put her away, they will have such a chilling effect on you and me serving on jury duty that the attorney actually said that we'll have to give court-appointed attorneys to each of the jurors before they go into the deliberation room because they're not sure they won't go to prison if they use their own brain and look at the evidence and decide the evidence for themselves instead of according to what the judge told them. And I kind of chuckled because it sounds so absurd, but folks, it's absolutely true. What they're trying to do is destroy the jury system. We have the king's agents in the courtroom again, and they want you to obey the king and not think for yourself. When they say to find somebody guilty, they want you to find somebody guilty. If they hide the evidence, if they hide the witnesses, and you haven't seen the evidence and the witnesses, then you'll vote the way the judge tells you to most of the time, and they know that. So it's corruption is what we're talking about, and evil, evil corruption to do the king's bidding. And so it has to do with you and me, brothers and sisters, every single one of us. Any one of us tomorrow could find ourselves in front of one of these despotic courts today in America. And we could find ourselves being railroaded into prison because of our religious beliefs, our political beliefs, or maybe just because we have a brain and a heart. And so happens that this young boy, that they were going to railroad into prison, there was no evidence against him. there was no evidence presented against him that would convince anybody that he was guilty of the crime that they were trying to put him in jail for many years. And Carol's a very intelligent lady, and she knew they had no evidence, and she voted to acquit this person. Three others did too, and the rest voted to find him guilty. And so, anyway, I won't get into any more details because the details are still, we're trying to find out what they've got as evidence. The attorney's filing for discovery and trying to find out what they've got against her. But knowing how they railroad people into prison by withholding evidence, concocting evidence, getting witnesses in to lie, intimidating witnesses to lie against you and me, those that they absolutely hate, we're very worried about Carol. So we ask for your prayers. Carol Asher, ask the Lord to bless her and to, this is a good time, folks, to use the imprecatory prayers. You remember we've talked about them often on this program. And that is, if there's people out there in power that continue to harm God's people and destroy God's people and come against God and his laws, ask God to just remove those people any way God sees fit, and remove them now from those high offices where they continue to injure God's people and destroy God's purpose and laws in this land. That is a proper prayer. David prayed these prayers. If you go to the Psalms, you'll see them. I've marked them in my Bible, the imprecatory prayers, where David just said, God, remove these people. They're injuring your people. They're worthless. They have hardened hearts. They will not turn to you, and they're destroying your people. Just remove them any way that you see fit. Those are proper prayers, folks, and we haven't used them. Pastor John Weaver told us that. He's done a whole tape on that, imprecatory prayers. And, you know, we're always praying for peace and love and that a person's heart gets warm to the Lord and they accept the Lord. Well, some of these people, folks, their heart has been hardened so long and they're serving Lucifer, they're not going to turn to the Lord, but they're going to continue to destroy God's people, like Carol Asher, for example. Well, we're not going to let it happen. And I pray that our brothers and sisters out there listening today will write this address down. And if you can help with your prayers, and everybody can do that. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, please pray for Carol Asher. Pray for her attorneys. Pray that the hardened hearts of these government agents, one in the black dress and one in the on the other side of the bar called the prosecutor, that they be just stopped in their destruction of another one of God's children, and that they not succeed. And that they will be just flat removed from these positions of power if they're going to continue to destroy God's people and come against the Lord and his laws. And then if you can help financially, folks, and you, this is hard for me to do because, you know, so many of you have blessed Angie and I, helped us through this tough time that we needed financial help. But if there's anybody that can send 10, 20 bucks or whatever to Carol Asher Defense Fund. Carol Asher Defense Fund. We would appreciate it so much. And I'm just going to use our address at Aid and Abet, okay, because many of you know it already. But send that to Carol Asher Defense Fund. And you can send cash, please. Remember, cash always gets to us. 25 years now people have been sending us cash, and it gets to us. And our postal money orders help a whole lot. And just send that to HC11, that's Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536, HC11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Folks, she goes in for a hearing in March, March the 5th, 7th, somewhere along in there, I believe. And so we've got to get this defense team going. And like I say, folks, that if she goes down, if Carol goes down and these government despots win this case, it will have a chilling effect on jurors all across this nation. and nobody will go in that jury deliberation room using their own brain because they don't want to go to prison for the rest of their lives. You see the destructive nature of this and why these despots all the way up to the White House are so enthralled with you obeying everything the king's court, the judge, has to tell you. Obey everything the king says and the king's messenger, the judge, says, or you go to prison for the rest of your life. This is total despotism and total tyranny, and I would say treason to the Constitution. Any out there that would disagree with that? It's treason against the Constitution to destroy people because of their independent vote in the jury box. Well, we'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Looks like we're wrapping up the show for this evening, and I think we have a caller on the line. We'll be right back with the rest of the program. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, we're running out of time tonight. This is our last evening program with you. And anyway, we got a couple people on the line, but I want to tell you that if there's any attorneys out there, too, that will work pro bono, please call us. Please call us at 208-935-7852. 208-935-7852. The enemy of God and country, like the ACLU, has 16,000 attorneys who are Marxist socialist oriented that work for them for free. And where are our attorneys? Where are they that work for our people for free? They're few and far between, but there are some out there, praise the Lord. Anyway, let's go to Dean in Indiana. Dean, welcome to the program. We're almost out of time. I'm sorry.
Good evening, Brother Jack.
Good evening.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a sad thing to see you off the air in the evening here. It really is.
Well, I'll miss you too, but hopefully some of you will switch over and talk to me on Saturday.
I'll make it a point to. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you,
if it hadn't been for your aid and abet newsletter, I'd lost interest in the Patriot fight back in the 80s.
Oh,
and there was a number of reasons.
Well,
and
thank you for that. That makes me feel good.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a cop who I worked with. I was a paramedic.
Uh-huh.
And he showed it to me. He threw it at me. He says, "Here, I think you'd like this."
Oh, really?
And I read it, and the next time I saw him, I asked him, I said, "Well, I enjoyed it. How about you?" And he says, "Oh, yeah." He says, "Jack's my man."
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Yep.
Thank you, Dean. So,
yep. And I'll tell you what, I got one verse I want to read real quick. It's a short one.
Okay.
And it kind of sums up how I think you actually are. It's Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
Okay.
It says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." And I really think that fits you, Lord, Jack. I really do.
Brother Dean, that was so sweet. I wish you knew that, that I've been a scallywag most of my life, but I'm trying, brother. I'm really trying.
Yeah, I was too, brother.
Well, God bless you, Dean. Thank you, brother.
All right, you take care.
Okay, talk to you later. All right. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts real quick. Jeff, welcome to the program, brother. I wish we had more time for you.
Jack, I have something really cool to say, but when I heard that this is going to be your last program, are you still going to be on RBN on Saturdays? Or
yeah.
Oh, wow.
RBN. Then I'm on the other one every morning, of course, on the other network. I don't want to talk about it on RBN, though, but go to my website, jackmclam.com.
I know the program, but
right.
Jack, wow, you're going to be missed.
Well, I'm going to miss you, the listening audience out there, and you too, Jeff. But I hope some of you will come over to Saturday and listen to me for a couple hours.
Wow. I intend to, but Jack, this thing with the jury is really scary because I served on jury duty a couple of times, and most people regard jury duty as like this. I need jury duty like I need a hole in the head.
Yeah, sad.
And at the end of the day, if it's a choice between football or letting an innocent man hang, well, guess what? Man's hanging.
The man's hanging. Well, this young boy didn't deserve to go to prison for years, and if it wasn't for Carol and the other two or three jurors in there, he'd have been in prison for years, and there was no evidence to convict him, Jeff, and that's the importance of serving on jury duty.
You're absolutely right, my friend. Have a good one.
God bless you, Jeff. Thank you so much. Well, folks, my wife and I just want to tell you once again, we love you. You're our family, and we'll never forget you. And I hope you'll stay in contact with us. And we just want to say once again, God bless, and thank you for all you've done for our family. This is the old cop, Jack McLam, signing off, and his dear bride, Angela Straub McLam. And we'll talk to you later, and I hope you have a great evening. And don't forget, we truly do love you, America. We truly do. Good night.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.